Well, good morning, everybody. You know, I thinking of that song, "Will You Learn My Ways?" That's a question. That's a question. And there we have free will to either choose to say yes or no, or to show yes or no in that. One of the things that James was talking about was making Jesus your Lord. And there's really no other better way. And we talk about how he has a plan and we have opportunity to get on that plan. We have opportunity to make him our Lord. And we sing that song, you know, "Show us thy ways, O Lord." And it was interesting because he's faithful in that all the time. He really is faithful in that all the time. I mean, I heard just last night Steve kind of talking with Brad and James, and I didn't hear everything, but I could just hear where the Lord was using Steve to show them a better way. And that was the Lord's way. And many things. I mean, it wasn't even that long of a conversation, but there the Lord laid it out for both of those guys and some ways that they can now go forward in and let go of the old ways that they are used to going in. And the Lord's faithful that way. I mean, he really, really is. And yet we have opportunity on a daily basis to do just that. And not just for ourselves, because the other scripture that you used there, James, where the harvest is ready, but the laborers are few, is what you said. And that is just the case. And see, if we're about doing our own thing, about going about our own way to establish things, that means we're not listening to the Lord at all in his way. And what good would that do to minister unto anybody else the gospel if we're just all caught up in our own business and our own mess and our own whatever the case may be? And it was a very praise the Lord this morning as I went and talked to Linda, because Linda was out and about kind of like on a ministerial run with her folks and these kinds of things, and we talked quite extensively about some of the things that were highlighted to minister unto her folks there. And she took that advice and brought that to them. And it was a very similar situation that I went through not too long ago myself. But it was an interesting thing in the midst of all that, man. If it's not just for you making him Lord, I mean, it is bigger than you about making him Lord. It's about others as well. And one of the things was when Linda got that counsel from the Lord, and if she was not faithful to bring that counsel unto the ones she was ministering to, how would they even have the opportunity to grab a hold of the gospel that is right there before them to obtain? It wouldn't. It wouldn't. And if we're all about our own business and doing our own thing, how can we be a part of his body and his thing in ministering the gospel to others? See, you can't have it both ways. And yet there's opportunity there because of just being this simple obedience unto the Lord. It gives others opportunity to grab a hold of that gospel. And it's much bigger than us. It's much bigger than us. It's all about Him. And one of the things is that in the scripture in Philippians, it talks about working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And it's in that place, just as the people she was ministering unto had that opportunity to obtain, grab a hold of the gospel, and that the power of the Lord, of power of the gospel, would move mightily in their lives. It's the same with us as well. And yet, if we will not take heed to the counsel and the way and making Him Lord in these things, I mean, don't just presume that everything is going to be just fine. I mean, it's something we are accountable to the Lord ourselves. When we go stand before Him at the last days, it's not going to be you and somebody else. It's just going to be Him, you before Him. But we sang that song, I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my pain, I'm trading for the joy of the Lord. And I love that song. Because before I came to the Lord, and as I've been in the Lord, and as I want to highlight that, because it wasn't like that I have not had struggles in the Lord, absolutely had struggles in the Lord. But any time I let go of my, when I run into those crossroads where I had a choice to either go and do my thing, go my own way and just justify myself, or to choose Him, His way. Every time I chose Jesus, there was that trading that I was doing for that sorrow, that pain, that sickness, and it was gone. And what would happen was abundantly above I can ask or think happen. And the power of the gospel and the power of the Lord and His love just manifested in my life. And it just didn't manifest in my life. It manifested in those around me as well. And it also gave them opportunity to grab a hold of the gospel themselves. And so turning to making Him Lord is not a bad thing. It's something we should be praising God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity. Thank you, Lord, for this day and this opportunity that I have to do just that. And you look at David, and I like David a lot. And you know, I talk about a lot of David. It's because I read through with my kids, and that's where we're reading about. But one of the things that you seen David do on a regular basis was making his Lord, Lord. Lord, should I go up and do this? Yes, David. I will deliver him into their hands. Lord, should I go back and get the wives and the children? Yes, I will. You deliver them unto me? Yes, I will. And you see many, many times, time and time again, where he went to the Lord. He went to the Lord. He went to the Lord. He didn't go out in presumption, just presuming that the Lord was with him. He did not do that. And it was a couple weeks ago in that sermon I remember very distinctively of just that, where Rick was preaching on just that. I mean, we have an awesome God, and we can be a part of an awesome plan if we would have it. But that's a choice that each and one of us make for ourselves. We can't make it for others. As I was telling Linda, I mean, you can't make that choice for them, but she laid out the opportunity for our folks. But it's the same with us. We have the opportunity every day to make Him Lord. And He's faithful and He's just to reveal us His ways every day. If we would just bring those things to the light. And a lot of times He's faithful, we're not even bringing things to the light, but the light just comes and shines down, and He shows us a better way. I mean, that's how faithful He is. I'm done.